doing what we can to protect you, educate you, entertain you just a little bit, and make you a whole lot more comfortable at your house, home, castle, or cabin. Right here with Todd Russo of Rias, the Rosie Certified Home Energy Management Auditors for the Maricopa County area. We appreciate Todd joining us this Saturday and bringing his level of expertise to the question. Romy, why don't we see if we can jump in and get Pam real quick calling from Tucson.
Do you know what? Someone was in with a question before Pam, but couldn't hold. And he was a fan of Rias and Todd because he'd had several audits done. And Todd took the time to really explain to him the difference between airflow and duct leakage.
Correct.
Okay.
Hold that thought.
Okay.
Hold that thought because we got Pam in Tucson I want to get to. And that's interesting. A homeowner that had the insight to have several audits done and then do an analysis. I want to call and talk to that guy. But let's bring Pam into the Tucson before Todd goes into the difference between airflow
and duct leakage.
Good morning, Pam. How can we help you?
Good morning. I had pretty much the same question. I have a typical Tucson home built in the 1950s. It's a block and stucco, pitched roof. I've done everything I can possibly think of. I do have a lot of windows in this home. There's about 15 of them. I've had them all replaced in dual pane. I had actually one large picture window done in a triple pane. I had the home redone a few years ago where they re-insulated from the exterior and re-stuccoed. I had new insulation put in the attic. I still have an outrageous electric bill and don't know where to go from here.
All right, Pam, tell me how big your house is.
It's about 1,200 square feet.
Okay, and it's air-conditioned?
It is, and I will admit that unit was put in 1990. I don't know if it's maybe seen its days.
Okay, good. 1,200 square feet. You keep the temperature at what?
79. I don't mess with it.
79 degrees through the middle of the summer. And when you say your bills are outrageous, are your bills any higher than about $170, $180?
Oh, always. In fact, I'm on TEP's averaging, and for the most part, it runs a constant 220.
Wow.
Oh, something is desperately wrong there.
Well, I mean, here's the problem, and this is what a lot of homeowners do. You're attacking one of the three elements of the house that affect your energy bill, right? And I'm not talking about plug load or pools or that. So I'm just talking about the air conditioning related heat load. You're trying to prevent heat. You're doing all these things to prevent the heat transfer by doing all these building improvements, right? But you're doing nothing to address how much it costs you to create cool or how much it costs you to deliver that cool through airflow. And so when you look at a house, you got to understand how to prevent heat transfer, how to effectively let the air conditioning system operate, and then how to deliver that cooling from that air conditioning system to the house. And you probably have an issue on either the cooling deliverance or you know, 1990 piece of equipment is a 23-year-old piece of equipment. Yeah. That's a big portion of your problem.
It very well could be. 220 is way out of line, Pam. I'm going to take you off air and we're going to visit more. And it may not be until next week I get back in touch with you, but we're just going to take this apart piece by piece by piece. I can tell y'all that Pam, living in 1200 square foot, even with a 1990, air conditioning system, a home in Tucson built, you know, vintage 70s, 60s, 70s, probably a masonry home, low pitch roof, you know, how many of those have you energy audited? A lot of them. You ought to be somewheres at the peak of the summer when you've got the maximum load. You ought to be at about 170, and you're $50 above that as an average pay for the
average.
Rest of the year.
She's spending $2,500, $2,600 a year.
Hey, now that's another one of my pet peeves. I would eliminate budget pay. I know it helps a lot of people, but I'd eliminate it because it's very hard to tell what you're doing at your house and whether or not you're seeing any results. You really have to know how to read your energy bill to be on average pay and then see if you're getting any return from the money you're pumping into your house.
Well,
hard.
You don't get the sting and the big bill, and you don't address the problem because you've sort of masked it.
That's exactly right. You sort of masked it. Let's see. Do we have time to bring in Bill Mundell, director of the Arizona Register of Contractors? We'd like to invite him in because he came out with a press release today that's going to tug at everybody's heart, and absolutely everyone must be aware of that. Mr. Mundell, again, thank you for joining us here at Rosie on the House. Why don't you share with the listeners this press release you've got about the Yarnell area?
Yeah, good morning, Rosie. I appreciate you having me on again. Well, the purpose of the press release is we want to make sure that people aren't taken advantage of and add insult to injury when they're most vulnerable. So we know that we have what are called storm chasers, not the people that chase tornadoes, but storm chasers where they go from disaster to disaster and take advantage of people when they're at their most vulnerable. So we issued the press release. We've been attending the community meetings up there. Our chief of investigations was up there Thursday night at the community center, just letting people know that there's con artists out there. They're very smooth. They drive brand new pickup trucks. You know, they're clean cut, but they are con artists, and they're out there to take advantage of people. And we just want to make sure that, as always, they hire licensed contractors, and go to our website azrock.gov and make sure the folks are licensed contractors, so they don't get taken advantage of. And like I said, add insult to injury when they're in this very difficult situation. It's really heartbreaking to see what's happened up there.
It really is. We were talking to someone that was up there recently, and they say that everyone is like walking through the Twilight Zone. There, some of the faces of everybody up there in the Yavapai County are just expressionless.
You don't even have to be in the county to walk.
I know. There's just a grief there. There's a pain there. And let's not make any mistakes by falling susceptible to one of these unscrupulous storm chasing. I've got worse words for them than that, but I'll refrain myself. The director of the Register of Contractors, Mr. Bill Mundell, thank you so much again for joining us here at Rosie on the House. We always appreciate your willingness to share what's going on at the agency. We'll be back right after this.